Scientists have found an alarming number of cases of the lung disease tuberculosis in Africa, Asia, Europe, and Latin America that are resistant to up to 4 powerful antibiotic drugs. In a large international study published in the Lancet Medical Journal on Thursday, researchers found rates of both multidrug-resistant TB and extensively drug-resistant TB are higher than previously thought and are threatening global efforts to curb the spread of the disease. The coordinator of TB Diagnostics and Laboratory Strengthening for the World Health Organization's Stop TB Department, Dr. Karen Mayer, spoke with Christopher Altieri about the need for a comprehensive approach to TB treatment and prevention.
Tuberculosis incidence has been slowly declining in most parts of the world up until now, but the slow decline in incidence has been accompanied by emergence of drug-resistant tuberculosis, which is a direct result of poor management of tuberculosis patients the first time they get diagnosed.
Now, when you say that the numbers are steadily declining, are the drug-resistant strains perhaps more contagious than regular TB as well? Is that something that you've faced? Can you walk us through maybe the contagion question?
Sure. We have no evidence scientifically to say that drug-resistant tuberculosis is more or less infectious than drug-susceptible disease. However, we do know that transmission of both drug-susceptible and drug-resistant tuberculosis is greatly facilitated in congregate settings and in persons whose immune systems may be compromised. These individuals also very rapidly break down with active disease and face premature death, especially if they have multidrug-resistant or extensively drug-resistant disease, which is much more difficult to treat.
An idea of the numbers, there are as many as 2 million cases, I believe, are to be expected by this time next year, if I read the information correctly. But, I guess the surprising thing in the Lancet article was, beyond the numbers, the diffusion of the MDR and the EDR strains. Do I have that right?
The Lancet article covered a study done in 9 countries. In all these 9 countries, we've been aware of multidrug-resistant tuberculosis since the late 90s, and in some even before that. So in essence, that is not a new finding, but what the study in the Lancet clearly illustrates is the loss of treatment opportunities for patients if drug-resistant TB starts to develop. And it also illustrates how quickly drug resistance can be amplified if multidrug-resistant patients are not properly treated. The study in The Lancet also very elegantly demonstrated that TB and MDR-TB is not only a medical problem. It's a disease that is affected by poverty, by discrimination, and the risk factors for disease described in this paper very clearly point out the need for a comprehensive approach in treating TB and drug-resistant TB.